This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Fred is back from Japan tomorrow. We'll have Sue Thomas back as well. Then Ethan out tomorrow, but we'll all be together at our fish fry at Queen of All Saints on Friday afternoon in South County on Christopher Drive. So that's our fourth stop. I'm looking forward to that. We're going to talk about this signal controversy. President Trump is also supposed to do some stuff on tariffs, so we may have to dip into that in a little bit. We have Ricky Horton coming up here for a Cardinals preview. But Charles Lipson is back with us, professor emeritus at the University of Chicago. He writes at The Spectator magazine, Real Clear Politics, and others. You can find his columns for free at charleslipson.com. And, of course, he's written a great book called Free Speech 101, A Guide for Students, which you can find on Amazon. Charles, welcome back. How are you this afternoon?
I'm good, and I feel good hearing you mention the Cardinals, because even though I grew up in Mississippi, I live in Chicago now, but I grew up in Mississippi, we listened to the Cardinals. It was our team.
That's what's great about the reach of KMOX is, you know, I always often use Billy Bob Thornton as an example because he grew up in Arkansas. Same thing, listened to the Cardinals games, became a huge fan. So the reach of that radio station was really something. Let's talk about the signal thing. Now here, as I left the station last night, I listened to Mike Walls on with Laura Ingraham. Laura pressed him pretty good on some stuff here. One of the questions I think that is still confusing is how did Jeffrey Goldberg, this guy from The Atlantic, end up in this signal chat room with all these other guys that were supposed to be there? Well, wait, let me play the bite here, Charles.
I built the group. My job is to make sure everything's coordinated.
But how did the execute number, I don't mean to be pedantic here, but how did the number
have
get
you ever had
chat?
Have you ever had somebody's contact that shows their name and then you have somebody else's number there?
Oh, I never make those mistakes.
Right? You've got somebody else's number on someone else's contact. So, of course, I didn't see this loser in the group. It looked like someone else. Now, whether he did it deliberately or it happened in some other technical mean is something we're trying to figure out.
Okay, so Charles, I'm not super technically advanced. You know, I'm pretty competent, though. If I have, there's a guy here at the radio station at Camo X and here at 97.1 FM Talk, Charlie Dalton. And if I had him programmed into my phone as Charles Dalton and I had Charles Lipson in my phone and I'm trying to send you a message, it happens all the time where you hit something, you hit the wrong Charles. The problem with this is that it seems like Mr. Walls did not have Jeffrey Goldberg's contact. So doesn't that mystery sort of still remain?
Right. It may have come through through Walls's own assistant who had that name. And there is a question as to why they're using a private service signal. But the government is so bad at building its own stuff like this. I can see why they use it. I suspect that now that you've got Elon Musk in there, there will be people who can figure this out. I have a different take on all of this. It's obviously a bad thing that this happened, and I think it's a kind of niggling escape for the administration's spokespeople to say, well, there was no classified information. There was very sensitive information in this. It was a mistake. Yeah. They should just say so. But
let me just say this before you go on. The way that I usually approach these things is if the very same circumstance happened on the other side, would I be worked up about it? And I think the answer to that is yes. You know, now I don't know if I'd be calling for resignations and stuff, but you have to kind of look at it from that perspective. And I think it is an issue, certainly a serious problem.
Well, I completely agree. You should admit your mistakes.
Well, yes.
I'm not going to admit mine, but you should admit yours. Look, the real point here is it was a mistake. Nothing bad happened as a result. And it's the only thing the Democrats have. That's why they're pounding. They have nothing. Look, Hillary Clinton stored enormous amounts of classified material, absolutely classified material, on a home server. It was never prosecuted, in part because the people who would have prosecuted her were from her own party, but even more, and this was never really discussed, it included communications from Barack Obama, who knew he was communicating with a non-governmental web source, and he was communicating things that shouldn't have been communicated there. So that was the problem. But I think that it's not just he did it, they did it, we did it. It's also that that this is the only issue right now that Democrats have that works in their favor.
Well, that's true. I mean, look, there is nothing else that they can fall back on at this point. But then, here's where this gets a little difficult, because some of it's pretty complicated. There's the issue of the leak, or the issue of Goldberg being, on the string. And then there's the actual string itself, which now has been revealed, and the New York Times has this, and the Atlantic has this, all the major, legacy media outlets have the exchanges. I don't know if you've dug into that, but there's stuff that Pete Hegseth says, and Michael Waltz and others, that we probably didn't want out there, even if it's not classified, J.D. Vance as well. So there, I don't know if there's problematic things relating to diplomatic relations with NATO nations or not, but there were some things said in here that I'm certain they didn't want public.
I completely agree. It's not a good thing. It takes the administration off of their message. It's the only thing that's gone negative for them in a long time. And it's just a problem that they didn't need to have.
Well, and so where does this, because there are people that are calling for resignations. There are people calling for Pete Hegseth to resign, for Tulsi Gabbard to resign. I mean, that's going to happen from the Democrats. President Trump has indicated that it was a mistake. He supports his team. They're going to move forward. But again, this becomes a big, big issue for the other side, because they get to blast this out there nonstop. Not that it's not a serious issue, but to your point, this is going to be the dominant issue on the media for the next few days. They're going to try to stretch it out as much as they can.
So would you if you were
yes.
a Democrat.
Right.
It's all you got.
Right.
Look, it's BS asking for these people to resign. None of them are going to resign. And Trump made a big point of supporting all the key people. But they need to find out why it happened.
Yeah, no, they do need
and
to find out
And they need
what
to
happened.
Find out whether the aide to Waltz in the White House was the guy who had the contact information, because I can tell you I don't have Jeffrey Goldberg contact information, and I'll bet you don't.
I do not, but I will say this. I go back to 2020 with The Atlantic, because I started reading articles during the pandemic from a guy by the name of Derek Thompson, and I thought they were pretty smart articles, so I kept meeting the paywall, and I subscribed. And by the way, The Atlantic is not cheap. It's like $38 a month. I kept that subscription for a while, actually for a few years. I finally canceled it like 4 or 5 months ago, because everything, and I mean like everything in The Atlantic, outside of those pieces by Derek Thompson a few years ago, is completely left-wing nonsense. I mean, they don't even try to hide it, of course. I was thinking at the time I could get some substance where there might be some middle ground, but that's not what you're going to get. And this Jeffrey Goldberg guy is kind of behind a lot of the nonsense. So I'm not trying to say, again, I don't think you are either, that this is not a serious issue that needs to be addressed. I think the White House realizes that. They're trying to deflect as well. We'll see how long it lasts. Let me ask you this question, though, Charles, because I've got another guest this hour, but I've got to get you on the record here. I'm in the opinion on this Jasmine Crockett, Governor Hot Wheels thing. It's not that big of a deal. We don't need to censure a member of Congress for saying something like that. What do you think?
I don't care, really.
Thank you. Exactly, right?
Yeah. I think she is a piece of work, to put it in the gentlest possible terms. She's well educated. All of the way that she expresses herself now is acting.
Yeah, no, she's created a character. Look, she was well-educated here at two very fancy private schools in St. Louis. Did you know that?
And then went to a private school in Memphis for her undergraduate degree. It's all BS.
Yeah.
But these people marginalize themselves. She can become a prominent backbencher, as I would say, in England. Like this, but she'll never become the senator from Texas. And the attacks on Musk and saying, you know, he's got to be hit hard and so forth, come very close to promoting violence.
Absolutely. Like, I was more concerned about some of that than the governor, you know, Hot Wheels thing, because I think that we give her far too much attention. Charles Lipson, enjoy the start of baseball season. We will talk soon. Thank you so much.
Me too. All right. Good to talk to you.
On that topic, Ricky Horton is coming up. The president was supposed to have this event on tariffs, still has not started.